This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
We are the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Beau Morgan. Dylan is taking your calls behind the glass because there is only one thing to talk about today. The Falcons have fired Raheem Morris and Terry Fontenot. 404-726-0929. And look, I kind of broached this a few minutes ago. It was a double whammy with both of them being released yesterday, 4 hours after the presser. Do you guys feel that Terry deserved to be fired too, even with all the hype on James Pierce, Jalen Walker, this draft?
Yeah, I think that was the most surprising part for me, that both were let go. I think that I kind of envisioned that one or the other.
Right.
And I think at first that I thought it was going to be Raheem and that Terry would stay around because of that. And then yesterday in the build up to the game, and you're reading some of the reports from insiders around the media landscape, and they're saying Raheem might be retained because the 4-game winning streak, and Terry might be the one let go. And what's wild about it is all the conversations I had yesterday, and you mentioned this off the top, that decision was probably already made at that point.
Yeah.
For both these guys to be shown the door. I think Bo will echo this. Some of the conversations I've had surrounding this franchise with people inside or around the building has been about sort of these satellite pieces around Terry Fontenot having been more to do with some of the situations that led to this past year's draft class. So I don't know that he was given as much credit inside the building as we do publicly when you look at a general manager. Now, he has to sign off on it and everything that comes along with that, but I think when you look at some of the research, some of the data, some of the decision-making, some of the scouting that goes along, I think some of those decisions were made alongside of Terry, as opposed to just Terry outright being like, this is how it's going to be. And I think that probably made it a little bit easier to move on from him in the end.
Yeah, I said last night when we talked to Conte that I thought there's a really good chance the GM's already in the building. And not that they've already hired him or they've, well, whatever, blah, 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 that one of the top candidates has been here for a few years.
I agree.
I think that Kyle Smith is in that building. I've heard from other people in the league that he's looked at as one of the bright minds in football. And before, not Mike, but are you, Allie, or even Dylan back there, but before everyone shakes their head and tells me, no, nobody. A lot of people, when Les Snead walked out the door in the Thomas Dimitroff era, didn't really get upset. And if I'm not mistaken, Mike, Les Snead walked out your second year in the league. Maybe after the 11th season, maybe walked out.
Yeah, it was.
And guess what? We had a couple of down years drafting. And
did Dave Caldwell get a job before or after him? I can't remember which one of those guys left the building first. But, yeah, it was right around. They were like a year separated. And both those guys were kind of in the same realm in terms of the way they were thought of by players. Boy. You know, you don't always pay attention to titles as a player. But,
yeah, Les Snead was named in 2000. His last year was 11. So the 2012. Sometime in the next month or two of 2012, Les Snead was named the GM of the Rams when they were in St. Louis. And then remember, he went and got Todd Gurley, and he went through a lean year here or there, but he's done a phenomenal job.
Yeah, I agree.
Out there,
I agree.
So there.
And let me just, and this is probably apples and oranges, but before we get to the phone calls, this segment, if you're saying, no, I don't want an in-house guy, I want to completely clean everything out that was happening, take into account what I just said. I think a lot of people in and around this franchise believe some of the satellite pieces around Terry to be behind some of the better moves. Also, Street at promoting the assistant general manager into that role. Ansi Saleh has crushed it as the Hawks general manager so far, and that's exactly the role he was in for a year leading up to Landry Fields being let go. So I think that there is an opportunity for that to work if they do go that route. I don't know if they will, but I think Bo's speculation, from my understanding, is probably pretty spot on.
And there are a lot of thoughts, emotions going on in the city of Atlanta today, so we are turning the show over to you today. Get your calls in, 404-726-0929. I want to hear from Sarah in Cleveland, Georgia. Sarah, how are you feeling this morning?
Hey, good morning, guys. I am thrilled that Raheem is gone. When we hired him over people like Mike Vrabel and Mike McDaniel, people we interviewed, I was shocked in the first place because of the job he did as interim coach, and he did an equally terrible job as the official head coach. So I'm glad he's gone. And as far as Terry, if he had, you know, satellite pieces with him, I would like Rich McKay out of Atlanta personally. Can he get out of the organization? I just don't know that Arthur Blank is ever going to cut that cord. And that's why I cut the cord with my season tickets this morning. Until Rich McKay's gone, I don't think much will change in this organization as well as the GM being gone and head coach. So thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate the phone call. Well, that's crazy timing to cut your season tickets the day after the head coach was fired. Usually a lot of people are on the other side of that. But nonetheless, I think that is the sentiment that a lot of people in the city do have about the organization, that nothing will change until Rich McKay is out of the picture.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that it's going to happen, though. I genuinely don't know that that is ever going to happen here in Atlanta.
So who's sitting at that table Thursday?
Boy, that's a good question.
Who's sitting at the table Thursday? And this is
I hope Matt's one of them.
So when
surely they're not going to put Rich at that table.
Well, Rich is the CEO of AMBSE. So when a move is made, you know, if your owner's going to be there, the chairman of the board, so to speak, you would think maybe his right-hand man, which mm-hmm. is the person running his sports and entertainment group, which is the overseeing of the United, the women's soccer team. They got a name for the new women's soccer team? I don't know.
The
USWL team, and the Falcons, and then the you know, the TGL,
sure.
You would think maybe he's there. I would tell you, though, this. I thought that when they had Rich and Arthur there, when they fired Arthur Smith and Terry Fontenot wasn't there, there was a lot of backlash.
That's such a good point.
It was a bad look. If they're not, if the Thursday press conference is just to address the future of the franchise without naming a president of football operations or a special assistant to the owner or whatever you've talked to Matt Ryan about and maybe other people about, then I think it would is behoof the correct terminology.
Behoof.
I think it would behoof Arthur Blank to sit there by himself. I really do.
Do you think? Okay,
I really do.
Let me throw that back at you though. Do you think that Josh should be sitting next to him?
Yes, that would be fine with that since Josh has been named the heir apparent. Now, the problem is when Josh sits there, because Josh sits there, he's going to be answering questions too. And do you think, not only as an owner, but as a father, are you ready to put him into that position? Because he's the future of the franchise as far as running the AMB, you know, being a part of the main guy in the AMBSE, right?
Sure, yeah.
So
that's him.
So do you want to put him under the gun like that already? I just think that I think how you handle things means a lot. To me, if I was Arthur, I'd go sit there. I think Josh maybe, and if I've already hired that role that we've talked about, then yes. If not, I'm sitting there, and it's me and me alone, because all you do is further help people subscribe to the narrative that Rich McKay is making day-to-day football operation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You're basically, what you're outlining, in my opinion, is you're either saying this is either going to be an introductory press conference for Matt Ryan as the director of football ops or whatever title they want to give him, or this is simply going to be a state of the franchise, and it should be only people up there with the last name blank. And I completely agree with that sentiment, that because if it's not going to be Matt Ryan sitting up there with him, it should not be Rich McKay. It should not be.
Sarah just called, right? Appreciate Sarah listening. Appreciate her being a Falcons fan. But her mindset is what you have to try to change. Whether it's a true narrative or not, I know what I've been told. I know what others think. It's whatever. I'm not here to argue that because I don't really give a damn about that narrative anymore. The only one I care about is getting things right, making this all about the football team and winning games. But these narratives have gotten out of control, and it's time. That's part of the clean cut for me is, you know what? You think this guy and that guy, everybody's gone. As far as decision-making, we're going to bring someone in to hire. That's why I think hiring a football president of football operations is so important.
Yes. And the truth be told, with everything you just said, if you go hire the right GM, the right coach, and the right Matt Ryan, and those guys go have success and do eventually win you a Super Bowl, then nobody's ever going to talk about what Rich McKay's role in all this was. And it's not even going to be a point of conversation.
It's a good point. And if you truly believe that Rich McKay has been the lord of all things Falcons since 2003?
Yeah, I was going to say 2004. Been over 20 years.
It also coincides with some of the best days of Falcons football.
There's no doubt.
Now, the last 8 years have not been the best, but it does coincide with I don't think Rich was on the phone saying, "Hey, keep throwing the football. I don't care. I don't care. Keep throwing it." So, I understand why fans believe that, and I'm not telling you can't believe that. It's not what I'm saying. That's not at all. But I do believe that that's the structure I would be if I was running things.
And just to put a bow on it, no pun intended, I don't need to see him at the table. If he's truly what we are being told he is, then don't have him up there. I don't need him part of this presser at all on Thursday. Don't need to see it.
I wholeheartedly agree.
Well, coming up, I mean, I wish we had a crystal ball and we could see what the future looks like. We just don't know. So we'll speculate on what we think could happen next with the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.